Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The sixth week of the 2021 regular legislative session is complete. The deadline for original floor action on general bills and constitutional amendments originating in own house has passed. The deadline for original floor action on appropriations and revenue bills originating in own house is February the 24th. Senate chamber passes the Mississippi Transportation Infrastructure Investment Act of 2021. Senate Bill 2825. On Thursday, February the 11th, the Senate chamber passed Senate Bill 2825. This is the weight limit increase measure. It was passed by a vote of 32-15. This bill was amended on the floor to include a three-year diversion of the lottery proceeds to the Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund. That three-year diversion will total $240 million for counties and municipalities only. The new weight limit increase will go into effect in year 2023. This bill increases the weight limit of the harvest permit from 84,000 pounds to 88,000 pounds. Note, this measure will now head to the House chamber for consideration. Additional note, MAS opposes the weight limit increase included in the bill. We would like to encourage all counties to begin calling your House delegation and explain why you would be against the bill and how such a weight increase could negatively impact your county roads and bridges. House chamber passes reverse auction measure, House Bill 842. On Thursday, February the 11th, the House chamber passed House Bill 842 by a vote of 109-8. This measure will give local government authorities the option to choose to utilize the reverse auction method or not. Note, this measure will head to the Senate chamber for consideration. Senate chamber passes rural fire truck funding measure, Senate Bill 2602. On Tuesday, February the 9th, the Senate chamber passed Senate Bill 2602 by a vote of 42-6. This measure will divert $5 million of the non-admitted policy fee from the state insurance surplus lines into the Rural Fire Truck Fund. Note, this measure will now head to the House chamber for consideration. County savings measure passed the Senate chamber. Medicare in lieu, Senate Bill 2189. On Thursday, February the 4th, the Senate chamber passed Senate Bill 2189 by a vote of 49-0. This measure allows counties and cities the discretion to offer their Medicare-eligible employees the option to transition from the county health benefits over to Medicare. Note, this measure will now head to the House chamber for consideration. The first of five collaborative, regional, legislative, and educational meetings begins February the 24th, 2021. On February 24th, the Northeast and Three Rivers Planning and Development District counties are scheduled to meet at the Hilton Hotel for the MAS Legislative and Educational Regional Meeting. Please visit the MAS website to view the tentative agenda for that day and the rest of the schedule. This concludes this week's MAS MS Supervisors Legislative Podcast. Thank you.